it's here and now. And when I look at a weather forecast and see nothing but sunshine, it makes me happy. Probably not the case for residents of California who are looking at a forecast like that right now. The drought there is considered now moderate to extreme across the entire state, and some towns are at risk of running out of water, including Montague in Northern California. Chris Tyhurst is water supervisor there. And Chris, what's your best guess on when the city won't have any more water?
Probably around August 1st is our best guess right now. It just depends on how much people conserve and how much evaporation takes place. You know, if it's 100 degrees every day, it evaporates a lot quicker than it does at 80. So,
well, what does most of your water get used for?
Mostly irrigation, just like any other rural community, lawns and shrubs and kids playing and that sort of stuff.
Well, so how much of that can be curtailed this summer or in the next couple of months to try and hold on to as much water as you can?
Well, we ask everybody to try and maintain at least winter use, if not more conservative. So, for instance, instead of using 500,000 gallons a day, we might use 100,000 gallons a day. That kind of conservation effort.
And how much of a sacrifice is that for people?
Well, all their lawns are going to dry up. Bushes are going to die, stuff like that. We're hoping that, like when you wash your hands, there's a little bit of water while you're waiting for it to warm up before you stick your hands. If you can save that water, put in a 5-gallon bucket, take it outside and water your favorite fruit tree, they'll get by. But probably everybody's lawn's going to die at the very least.
As you have looked over the city's water use as the drought has intensified, have you seen a lot of water that you think, wow, we are really wasting a lot of water?
Sometimes, you know, if you look at last summer as opposed, you know, a normal spring, summer time, I would guess so, yeah. The biggest thing is outside water use. You know, all the city parks are going to go dry this year. We aren't going to water them. I don't know. You know, on an individual basis, everybody operates a little differently, and you certainly see it's a lot easier to see your neighbor's problems than it is your own. So that's how it works with just about everything.
Well, tell us what happens if the city does run out of water this summer.
Oh, well, we have a pipeline project that we're trying to put together and get in place in 2 months that would normally take probably 3 or 4 years to do. So, and if we can get through that, over that hurdle and get things going, we'll have a pipeline in that will provide water before we run out. If we do run out, we've got some contingency plans for bottled water and trucked in water where people would have to come down with their 5-gallon buckets and collect it out of the back of a truck and haul it home.
Do you think people are going to move out of town?
Oh, it certainly hasn't helped. Montague's kind of a lower income rural community in the first place. We've been impacted hard by the shutdown of the timber industry in the area, and there's no work. Not a lot of work around, and so they're leaving the area anyway, and that's just one more reason to do that, you know.
We think of the name Montague as, of course, the House of Montague in Romeo and Juliet. It does seem like you're in the middle of what could turn into quite a tragedy there in Montague,
well,
California.
I don't know if tragedy is the right word, but a difficult situation for a few months, yeah. But you know, people have gone through much worse. I mean, we're a whole lot better than any third world country, you know. You look at what they have to deal with.
Chris Tyhurst, water supervisor in the city of Montague in Northern California, which is facing a real water emergency right now. But hopefully there will be some rain, Chris. That would be the ultimate win for you.
Well, we'd have to have an awful lot of rain at this point. The mountains don't have much snow on them, and that's where a lot of the summer inflow to Lake Shasta comes from, and that's just not going to be there this year.
Well, Chris, best of luck.
All right. Thank you very much.